Chapter 9 and Chapter 10 New Words. A shoulder, noun. Your arm meets your body at your shoulder. An oven, noun. You put food in an oven and cook it. A pram, noun. A bed on wheels for a baby. You push it. Fit, verb. If there are too many things, they will not fit in something. Sleepy, adjective. Tired. Calm, adjective. Not angry, frightened, or worried. Chapter 9. The Village Secret.
Put the pheasants in here quickly, my father said, giving me one of the big bags from under his jumper.
The pheasants felt soft and warm, and we filled our bags with them until there were no more pheasants on the ground.
We can't carry these bags all the way to the wagon, I said.
Of course we can't, my father said. My friend Charlie is a taxi driver, and he's waiting for us on the road outside the woods.
My father picked up his bag and put it on his shoulder. I could not do that because my bag was too heavy for me.
Pull it along the ground, my father said.
I pulled the bag with both hands and it moved easily over the dry leaves. Slowly, we walked out of the woods and we saw Charlie's taxi near the road in the bright moonlight. When we got closer to the taxi, an old man put his head out of the window.
Hello, hello, he said happily. What were you doing in the woods?
2 minutes later, we were safely inside the taxi and Charlie was driving towards the village. My father was very excited. He kept touching Charlie's shoulder and saying,
Look at those pheasants, Charlie! We caught so many of them!
Wow, said Charlie. How did you do it?
Danny did it, my father said. I'm so proud. My son Danny is the champion of the world.
Dad, I said, what are we going to do with all these pheasants?
We're going to share them with our friends, he said. Charlie can have 12, and we'll give 12 to Doc Spencer and another 12 to Enoch Samways.
You don't mean Sergeant Samways, do you?
I asked.
I do, he said. Enoch Samways is one of my oldest friends.
Sergeant Enoch Samways was the village police officer. He was a tall man with a big black moustache, and he always walked around the village looking very important. I always walked across the street when I saw Sergeant Samways because I was frightened of him.
Enoch Samways likes to eat pheasant, said my father.
I think that he likes catching them too, said Charlie.
I was very surprised, but I was also pleased. Now I knew that Sergeant Samways was like my father, and I did not have to be afraid of him in the future.
Are you taking the pheasants to Mrs. Clipstone first? Asked Charlie.
Yes, said my father. Can you drive us to her house?
Why are we taking them to Mrs. Clipstone? I asked.
Because we can't take the pheasants home tonight, said my father. If the keepers think that we stole their pheasants, they might come to our wagon later. Mrs. Clipstone will keep the pheasants tonight, and she'll bring them to us in the morning to share with our friends. We'll give some pheasants to Mrs. Clipstone too. She and her husband love to eat pheasants.
I could not believe it. Did everyone in our village enjoy poaching? Charlie stopped the taxi outside Mrs. Clipstone's house.
There were no lights and nobody met us. We put the pheasants in a small building behind the house. Then we waved goodbye to Charlie and began to walk back to the garage.
"I can't believe that we did it, Danny," my father cried.
"Neither can I," I said.
"And didn't we have a wonderful time?" he cried.
I looked at my father. He had a happy look on his face and he was waving his arms high in the air.
"You've never eaten pheasant, have you, Danny?" he asked me.
"No,"
I said.
"It's wonderful," he said. "You're going to love it. The best way to cook a pheasant is in an oven."
"But we don't have an oven, Dad," I said.
"I know," he said. "That's why I'm going to buy one. It's important that we cook our pheasant well, so we need an oven."
"Won't it be very expensive?" I asked.
"Nothing is too expensive for pheasant," he said. "And you must always eat pheasant with bread sauce and vegetables and chips."
We did not speak for a minute because we were both dreaming about this beautiful meal. We kept walking and we soon saw the garage in the moonlight ahead of us.
"Are the keepers waiting there for us?" I asked.
"If they're waiting for us, we won't see them," my father replied. "Keepers always hide and watch you from behind a tree. They only come out if you are carrying a huge bag with pheasants inside. We haven't got anything, so don't worry."
Inside the wagon, my father made us hot chocolate before bed.
"Danny," he said, "that was the best night of my life."